The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. The second is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, He is one, and there is no other than He. And to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. About 800 years ago, a young man had discerned that he was called to become a priest. Priest of a young fledgling order that was just being founded, so much so that the founder was still living in that order. The name of the founder was Domingo Guzman, would eventually found the OP order of preachers, we call them the Dominicans. The young man I'm talking about came from a very noble family from Naples, Italy, and his parents wanted him to be a Benedictine, because if he were a Benedictine, that would bring great prestige to his family. But this young man wanted to be an itinerant preacher. So he actually had to run away from his parents. But his brothers caught a hold of him and locked him up in what was a castle for about a year. And he was very firm that he wanted to become a Dominican priest. So to get this idea out of his mind that he should not be a Dominican priest, he was there, and the brothers threw a prostitute into the room where he was. And it was the middle of winter. The young man had a fire there and a poker, which would be a metal stake, and as soon as this woman tried to tempt him, he took the poker, the stake, and went right at her face. She fled. Then God sent angels around this young man and was given the perfect gift of chastity. And he went on to become the greatest thinker in the world. And of course, his name is Saint Thomas Aquinas. Okay? I'll sneeze to that too. But he had to conquer the temptation against chastity. He had to do it. He had to conquer that temptation. And God gave him the gift of perfect chastity because he overcame what was a powerful temptation. So the first step of really living God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength is that we have to conquer temptation. We have to strive to live a life of holiness. And probably the most challenging virtue today is that of purity. So if we want to live an authentic love of God, we have to strive for purity in our eyes, the way we use our eyes, our mind. Thomas Aquinas had the greatest mind because he lived out, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God." Yeah. Your affections. John of the Cross in The Dark Night of the Soul says our affections have to be purified by fire. Fire. Our body, the concupiscence, the lower nature rebels against the higher. As well as our intentions. Sometimes our intentions are mixed. We do things with mixed motives. That's one of the reasons why God used Thomas Aquinas to become the greatest, in my opinion, I think by far the greatest thinker in the world. It's because Thomas Aquinas decided to love God over the temptation to sin. There are many people that love their sin over God, right? How sad, right? Maybe that was you before you did the exercises. Maybe that was all of us. Maybe that was all of us before we went through a conversion. We loved our sin more than we loved God. How many people love maybe drinking or pornography or drugs or eating or buying more than God? Probably 95% of the people in this country, right? Maybe 99%. Probably 99%. They love their sin over God. And that's why you have so many people that are sad today. Because everyone wants to be happy. Right? Everyone wants to be happy, but why so many sad people committing suicide? Because they're looking for happiness in the wrong place. As Augustine says, "O Lord, you have made our hearts for thee. Our hearts are restless until they rest in thee." St. Augustine, Confessions. One last story. I'm a storyteller. At the end of the life of Thomas Aquinas, we start at the beginning, let's go to the end of his life. He died when he was 49, pretty young. Yeah, not even, well, 50, 49, pretty young man, huh? Jesus appeared to him on the cross and said, "Thomas, you have written well. You've preached well. Well done, Thomas." And Jesus said from the cross, "Thomas, ask for whatever you want." You remember when Solomon was asked, he was asked by God, "What do you want?" Solomon asked for wisdom. And he was the wisest man on the face of the earth until he gave in to his lust. So Jesus said, "Thomas, what do you want? What do you want, Thomas?" And St. Thomas Aquinas said, "Lord, I ask for one grace. I ask for the grace to love you more and more and more each day." That's the gospel today. That's the gospel today. The greatest of all gifts is that of love. And if you want to see a beautiful symbol of love, look at the cross. Contemplate the cross, especially in Lent, and there you see what love truly is. Love is a willingness to die for the loved one. Amen.